Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bob Pishu is the INRIX transportation analyst. He wrote this study that everybody in Chicago is talking about it today. So we're sitting in traffic more than any other big city. Is that true, Bob?
Yeah, in the United States, yes, that's true. Now, Chicago's typically number two or number three on our list, but it did jump to number one in terms of traffic congestion last year.
And I guess, Mary, maybe you can chime in on this. I felt like traffic was a little better since the pandemic. I don't know if that's what you see on your screens every day, Mary. Do you feel like it's as bad as it was in, let's say, 2019?
No. I think it is better because a lot of people are working from home still.
Yeah. And so how many hours does the average Chicagoan sit in traffic, Bob?
So the average driver in Chicago spends about 155 hours sitting in congestion, and that's a decent increase from last year. One thing to note, though, is that Chicago really – so most of the cities in the U.S. that we analyzed, the a.m. commute got – worse, right? That happened in Chicago as well. But interestingly, with Chicago, it's the afternoon commute, too, that also grew significantly. So it was that combination of both the morning and afternoon commute increase that drove Chicago to the top.
Bob Pishu is the author of this report about Chicago commuters losing more hours to congestion in 2022 than drivers in any other major U.S. city. And when you say we spend 155 hours sitting in traffic, that's not our commute. That's just how much time we're sitting, waiting for the car in front of us to move?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's so frustrating. And then I have to tell you, when people say, you need to get back to work, people have to get back to work, you have to get into the office. This is the problem. It takes away from your quality of life when you're sitting in a car and you have a 2-hour commute into work and a 2-hour commute on the way home from work. And it's frustrating when, in fact, my auto mechanic goes, I don't understand how you go through brakes so often. Well, because I'm stop and go and stop and go and stop and go. That's kind of how it works. Who came in number two? I would think L.A., right?
No. Number two was Boston. Number three was New York. And L.A. didn't come in until sixth.
Interesting. What else did you take away from your report that people who are stuck in traffic right now might be intrigued by?
Well, I think one thing that has been the story, you know, pretty much all of last year was fuel prices. And based off of, you know, the typical commute pattern, if you could boil it down to one in Chicago, the difference was about $242. So in 2021, the typical commuter spent $711 commuting to work. So just over 700. That ended up being about $950 last year due to that increase in gas prices. Now, there is some good news on the horizon. Gas prices appear to be coming down, so a little bit of relief there. But that was another thing on drivers' minds last year.
Bob, how close do you look at this? I mean, we had a major downtown interchange that was pretty restricted for a long time. That's opened up. So are we seated to do better next year?
We'll see. Yeah, and definitely those type of construction, work zones, all of that can add to congestion, especially as we measure it in the scorecard, which a lot of that is commuting to and from downtown. What I will say, though, is that there's a pretty good opportunity for the Chicago area. You know, transit use is still down, you know, about 50% of pre-COVID levels. So, I mean, there's still room to grow. So hopefully it's those people that are now coming into the office and who were telecommuting, you know, hopefully transit works for them, and that can mitigate some of that increase coming forward.
Bob Pishu is the INRIX transportation analyst who wrote the report about Chicago commuters and how many hours we lose of our life just sitting in traffic. What was that scorecard? What was the criteria that made us the worst?
Yeah, so what we look at is the hours lost to congestion. What is the typical driver in that area commuting to and from commute hubs. What do they spend in traffic? And for Chicago, it was 155 hours. Next up on the list was Boston at 134. So Chicago is edging towards the top, almost overtaking London, not quite there yet. But that is something to pay attention to. And I think as travel patterns kind of start to become, you know, a little bit more predictable. During COVID, it was, you know, nothing like this had happened before. So it was, you know, very in flux. Hopefully there are some behaviors that start to iron out in terms of travel behavior over the next few years, and some of that will ease up.
And so your company, INREX, estimated travel delays cost the Chicago area about $9.5 billion in lost time in 2022.
Yes, that is correct. So it's a big number. It's not as big as, say, New York, but it just goes to show as well. And that could be an understatement as well. So we're not analyzing the impact that traffic congestion has on freight, for example, and the movement of people and goods and things like that. So congestion costs a lot in terms of productivity, but it also shows up, you know, a little bit in the inflation picture, too. It increased the cost of goods and services we receive.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show. We're always intrigued by these types of studies because we're living it. We don't think anybody else is paying attention.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You can just Google that, you know. All you have to do is Google Chicago sits in traffic and you'll be able to